tous ces éclats que j'ai gardés. Ne crois-tu pas qu'un effet monde complet? Ne crois-tu pas que je suis bien trop gâtée par la vie? Vois ces trésors et ces merveilles, toutes ces richesses qui brillent comme des soleils. En voyant ça, tu te dis, oui, c'est un paradis. J'ai des gadgets, des trucs chocs, des trucs chouettes. J'ai des quicks et des couacs à coco. Tu veux un tiers, papa? J'en ai des tas. Mais tout ça m'indiffère et m'ennuie. Moi, je voudrais parcourir le monde. Moi, je voudrais voir le monde danser. Le voir marcher sur ses... Comment ça s'appelle déjà? Ah, pied. On ne va nulle part dans ma nageoire. Il faut des jambes pour sauter, danser, flâner le long de ses... Comment ça s'appelle? Ouh. Si l'homme marche, si l'homme court, s'il peut sauter un meilleur grand jour, comme j'aimerais, si je pouvais partir là-bas, je donnerais tout ce que j'ai. Pour partir d'ici, pour caresser les graines dorées du sable chaud. Les hommes comprennent, j'en suis certaine. Toutes les filles peuvent aimer sans foyer. Fais mes sirènes, fais mes humaines, j'ai fait mon choix. Moi, je veux savoir. Je veux pouvoir poser des questions et qu'on me réponde. Qu'est-ce qu'il ferait? Pourquoi est-ce qu'il croit déjà plus? Un jour viendra, je partirai sans aucun regret. Vivre
Song, Sora song, hee hee hee.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, we're recording. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm not starting, am I?
No.
Yes,
Zell
you
is.
Are.
No, you are.
No?
He was first on Monastar.
Way to be organized, Zell. They're
you
color
were first
coded.
On Monastar. You're first, Zell.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Fail.
Do it American.
Right, yeah. Okay, Sorcu. This was really cute. Now, I'm super sorry you're gonna get this note from me because I just took French diction this last semester.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was really all over the place. Like, it was a lot of your, especially the endings of the words. There's certain consonants you do not pronounce. Like, the ones that you really pronounce are C, R, hold on, let me write. C, R, F, L. Those are like usually the only ones that you really pronounce in French. And you were pronouncing a bunch of those that you weren't supposed to, and it was just driving me nuts, and I'm so sorry you're getting this note. I'm super sorry. But other than that, I think your entrance was a little late. You had one or, I caught like one or two pitch problems, but other than that, it was really cute and pretty.
Yeah. I noticed the coming in late as well. Because I was like, whenever I hear the beginning, I always just want to start singing it. And then I was like, oh, why isn't she singing? Oh, there she is. I think that for the most part, you did really well. I mean, it's easy since I know the songs, you know the emotion, and I think you did pretty well, except for the same problem I had with Dylan's is it didn't build up quite enough. But I mean, other than that, I thought you sounded really pretty on it, and I can't, I don't know French, so.
Oh, you stupid Canadian. See, I know how to speak in French accent. I have no idea what French is. Nothing. Did not understand a word you said. You did not even say American buck-ups. I was
Oh
very
God.
upset.
Oh God again.
I have to say, there was that speaking part where you spoke in French. And what did you say, Melly? Oh, is he quackity quack?
Quackity quack. What was that?
That
He was
was
like quackity
long.
quack, and I was like, la la.
Gracias, c'est magnifique. Ooh la la. Okay, I'm gonna drop that. I have absolutely no idea what just happened. It was pretty and sounded nice, but it was so surreal that I just couldn't even critique it. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna have to figure out what I scored. I couldn't tell you anything about it. I don't know French at all. I can't even do a good French accent. But it did sound pretty. I kind of agree with what these ladies said. I don't have anything to add. I'm sorry. Is English like not an okay language for you people? I don't get
Hey,
it.
they get to sing other
They're the
languages.
exact same song, the exact same way, so I appreciate that much.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's next?
See, I was kind of entertained by all the speaking
What's
in the middle.
next?
Lucidity.
Okay.
Come stop your crying, it'll be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. You'll be in my heart. No matter what they say, you'll be here in my heart always. Why can't they understand the way we feel? They just don't trust what they can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. And you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Don't listen to them, 'cause what do they know? We need each other to have to hold. They'll see in time, I know. When destiny calls you, you must be strong. I may not be with you, but you've got to hold on. They'll see in time, I know. We'll show them together, 'cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. I'll be there from this day on, now and forevermore.
You'll be here in my
no
heart.
matter. I'll be with you. I'll be there for you always. Always and always. Just look over your shoulder. Just look over your shoulder. Just look over your shoulder. I'll be there always.
And that was Lucidity with You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan.
Was he in your heart?
And my pants.
Oh, man.
Oh,
oh baby.
I like really like your voice on this, especially the verses and the second verse especially. I was like, I had a pause and I was like, oh, you sound really good. And you have these parts, especially on the verses and the bridge, especially the bridge, where you kind of like, when you kind of went down, not down, but kind of middle lower range, it was like this nice rasp came out that I guess I haven't, like, I know you kind of have that, but I think it's because different kind of song than you usually do, because you're usually so laid back. On this, you were really out there, which I really liked. One thing I didn't really like was the topping a lot on the choruses, and there were some higher notes in there that you were straining on. But I think overall, I really enjoyed your performance of the song, and I really enjoyed your voice on a lot of the parts. So good job. Read to me.
All right, Dad. Sorry about this. Not such a big fan. I didn't actually like this. I didn't think this was a good song choice at all for you. I kind of thought that this song was overall way too high. And you know, coming at it from a baritone standpoint, this is a song that we usually leave for the tenors. This song goes, Phil Collins just goes high. And you sounded really strained on the top notes. And in fact, I don't actually think you hit all the top notes. There were times in the lower register that I really liked, like the bridge started to really sound good in the beginning of it, and then you hit some top notes and it started to get strained again. I just like you better when you're in your range. This didn't feel like it was in your range, and you actually sounded kind of sick to me. Yeah, I'm sorry, really. I've liked you a lot on other stuff, but tonight I didn't. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with Reed for the most part. Cause I heard a lot of flat notes. One of my notes is actually sometimes you sound a little bit bored. And like around 3:15, where you had two voices, it got really messy, especially with the topping. But yeah, not much to add after Reed's.
Who's next?
Okay, who's next?
Up next. Is, hold on, did I get hers done? Up next is Janie Girlie 07.
Ooh.
I never
And that was a whole new Janie, I think. That was, no. Well, no, you know what's so funny about this? And I mean this, I totally mean this as a big compliment, because she's going to kind of snark at me for it. You sounded like Melly doing this. It was kind of weird. You sounded a lot like Melly. You had Melly's kind of like stylisms.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
See that.
It is a compliment. No, it is a compliment. But it's that. But Janie doesn't usually have those stylisms. And it was so interesting. First of all, the backtrack was really interesting. I like this backtrack a lot. You started in a little bit late, and you were a little more legato than I would have liked. But you're... voice was beautiful on it. The top notes were gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And it was a side of your singing that I don't know that I've heard before. I really, really, really enjoyed this a lot.
Oh, my turn. Solo version of a duet song, an iconic duet song from Disney.
Yeah.
It's really pretty. I love the backtrack. I really loved your strong entrance for Jasmine, for Pretty Moments. Let's see what. Oh, okay. And this is probably an interpretation thing, but sometimes you got a little airy with your notes. But again, that might be an interpretation. But that's all I really have.
Janie, or if Reed has deemed you Janie Melio 7. okay, you guys, I like have the biggest ear boner for airy high notes. So.
Oh, right. Whoa, like, ear boner. Nice.
This is full of them, and it was really enjoyable. I literally didn't take a single note. I just loved this a lot.
She eargasmed the whole time. Yeah. By the way, the ending, your choice of how you did the ending with that sort of like,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't sultry. It was like, it was so different from the original. I just loved it.
That reminds me of the one thing I thought about. Is at the very, very end, the backtrack just kind of cuts, and it had like that cutting sound. If you just faded it out, it would have been perfect. But like, nitpick, you.
Put this on VH hits. Yeah. Definitely. Who's next?
Millie's favorite person in the world.
Me?
No, wait. I got this.
MFB?
Robert Downey Jr. Is he on the show?
That'd be awesome.
Please?
I wish.
CJ.
Yeet. Wait, no, other way around.
I can't believe that actually worked.
Oh, yay.
Shut up. You're so mean to me.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, ooh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too. You'll see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too. Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. You, I wanna be like you. I wanna talk like you, walk like you do. You'll see it's true. Someone like me can learn to be like someone like me. Can learn to be like someone like you. Can learn to be like someone like me.
And what? All right. And yep. That was Genesis, or JC, with I Want to Be Like You, or the monkey song from The Jungle Book. aka Sherman Brothers. Yay! Love Sherman Brothers. Okay, so the one real big thing I had was it had a really more rock feel to it than jazzy, and it gave it a really, like, interesting attitude.
Yeah.
And it was just really interesting, like, really fun to listen to in that perspective. And that's all I really have.
Really?
Jungle Rock.
Oh. Okay.
Is that what J-Rock stands for now? Jungle Rock?
Sure.
Genesis Rock.
Genesis Rock.
JC. So, I said earlier, so This Is Love is, like, one of my favorite. This is my favorite Disney song. I love this song. And I'm surprised that I didn't really like this version that much. I felt like you kind of just... you jumped into it, like, headfirst and were kind of overdoing the performance of it. And it just... you kept on building from that, so it just became a bit... It was a bit too much for me. But I think vocally it sounded good, except for, like, towards the end when... I know your throat was really getting to you. I think towards the end it was kind of rough on you, but otherwise I think vocally it was good. Yeah.
It was a fun piece. It had a lot of energy, and I thought it was fun all around. you did sort of, there was no build. It was just sort of bam. It was it was all just there.
Got bigger and bigger. And, in your face.
Yeah, right.
I'd be like, you, man.
So for me, you it's funny because every time you do a song where there's some kind of deep thing, I always end up feeling like I'm missing the deep part. But that's because your voice isn't naturally, like, really deep. I mean, you do Janessa, so. but the monkey parts, because when I was, like, I don't know, God, it was like 7 or 8 years ago now, I directed Jungle Book Kids. So, like, this was my favorite song in the whole show. So I always, you know, like, the whole monkey thing is the ooby-dooby-doo. And the oohs and stuff. It's always, there's always sort of a certain kind of, I guess, jazzy, soul-y feel to it, which was not quite here, but Zell was right. This had a different feel in general to it. I found myself definitely enjoying it. There were two things that I guess I would point out is, I think he did a lyric flub, but I don't even care. The character of the song, which I do care about, was, to me, a little bit inconsistent. Like, sometimes it was there and sometimes it wasn't. And I can't be more specific than that. I just remember as I was going through it, feeling like it sort of dipped out for a little in the middle and then kind of came back. But overall, the song was fun, upbeat, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Who is next?
Up next is Rosa.
Oh,
Rosa.